Let me say this to everybody in this building. The devil doesn't care if you go to church. The devil goes to church. This is going to be a shocking statement, but hell will be greatly populated with Sunday morning churchgoers. You may not like this, but I'm not here tonight running a popularity contest, and I truly do want you to approve and like me, but even at that, I must obey God. Hell is going to be populated with Sunday morning churchgoers that have religion in their head and no reality in their heart. They allude to some kind of deity, but they will not bow to the cause of God. This straight. You don't go to hell because you drank a bottle of beer or you were immoral. That isn't what sends men to hell. That's an offshoot or a product of sin. But you're not being sent to hell because of that. You're being sent to hell because you do not believe and receive and accept the shed blood of Jesus Christ. But the first act of repentance is repentance. The second act is believe. You must believe not only that He is the Son of God, but that He will save you. If you really want to know what the devil is up to, get a picture of this, ladies and gentlemen, and get it good. He's still a killer. He's still a thief. He's out to destroy. And if you don't turn from the way on which you're traveling away from God, he will get you out there and he will cut you off. That hardeneth his heart and stiffeneth his neck shall be cut off. Did you hear what I said? Cut off. You crossed the line and blasphemed the Holy Ghost, you're lost forever. You cross the line and sin away your day of grace, you're lost forever. And you cross a line that sears your conscience and dooms your soul. But you cannot believe. And you're lost. Sir, madam, teenager, if you have hidden sin in your life, get it out of your life. If you have unforgiveness, get it out of your life. If you're a sinner, come to God. If you're a backslider, come back to God. Spirit of the Lord is impressing me that there are many of you that have succeeded in days, months, weeks, and years of hiding sin. You've learned to live walking both roads. but it's come to a close. Do you hear what I said? You don't hear this preached in the pulpit anymore. This is a fact. The day will come, hidden things will come to light. And the problem is, you may get by in your life for the rest of your life, and no mortal man will ever know it, but the day will come. You may slip from this life into another life, and no one here will know it, but the day will come when you will stand before God, and that hidden thing that you thought you successfully eluded everybody's attention will spring up. Got on a plane. I left from Dallas to Oklahoma City. I'll never forget this. First call, get on board. Second call, get on board. It was almost eerie. They said last call. Everyone going from Dallas to Oklahoma City. You better get on board. Last call. I would be remiss if I did not say now, some may be getting there last.